Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
And joining us on the line right now is retired Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, U.S. Army. He was the man in charge of the Defense Intelligence Agency. Got a new book out called The Field of Fight, How We Can Win the War Against Radical Islam and Its Allies. And it's good to have you with us, Lieutenant General. Michael Flynn, should point out you also are an advisor to Donald Trump in this campaign cycle.
Yes. Good morning, guys. How you all doing today?
We're doing very good. Okay, look, the name of your book is, I think, very interesting. It's called The Field of Fight, How We Can Win the War Against Radical Islam and Its Allies. You were the person in charge of the Defense Intelligence Agency. Before we move on to anything with this campaign cycle, I heard it said, I think you were have told someone, that in the entire time you were in charge of the Defense Intelligence Agency, you never once met with the President of the United States. Is that true?
That's very true. Yeah, sure
not
is.
One time. So he says that he wants to win the war against ISIS and radical Islam. You're in charge of military intelligence. You got as much information as anybody about where they are and how to defeat them. And the President never once was interested in hearing what you had to say?
That's a fact. And that's and that is also, you know, when you look at my background and the kinds of operations and activities and assignments I was in, you know, previous to my assignment at the Defense Intelligence Agency, it's pretty amazing that, you know, and for a person who was also had a different difference of opinion in terms of how I was judging this enemy that we were facing. So, yeah, I never did meet with him.
Say, he didn't want to hear.
A real shame.
Yeah. Well, let me just turn to what's happening here in Philadelphia very quickly. We're not hearing a lot about the war against radical Islam or the war against ISIS here at the convention. Are you surprised by that?
No, I'm not. I'm not surprised. It's actually pretty sad when you think about all the things that are going on and what has been going on, particularly in the last 2 to 3 months globally, the kinds and the types of attacks and the levels of attacks that are just on the country, the real tragedy down in Orlando that occurred not too long ago. It's just sad. So, I mean, it does a disservice to the American public because it sort of numbs us to what it is that, in fact, is happening. And I think that by not clearly articulating that, this threat to the American public, I think the President of the United States is making a huge mistake. And he's ill-advised, and I think it's part of his own ideological belief system that is why he doesn't do it.
Our guest is retired General Michael Flynn, and he's got a brand new book out. And if you'd like to meet the general and get that book, you should go to his book event. It's tonight at Dallas Crown Plaza in Herndon. And, General, if I could ask you, I'm guessing as you advise Donald Trump on what his foreign policy may be when he, if he were to become president, you talk a lot about ISIS. Based on my reading and based on my understanding, ISIS is a major threat. Not just because of their ideology and tactics, but because they have actually succeeded in establishing a caliphate there in part of Iraq and Syria. It's a major deal to actually control the swath of land that they control. So let me ask you this, since you were there as this all came about. Where did ISIS come from? How did this happen? And who was in charge of our foreign policy and who should have been in charge of keeping ISIS from gaining the foothold that they currently have?
Yeah, so just briefly, Al-Qaeda in Iraq was defeated, and things settled down in Iraq by 2011. And we were, you know, basically had settled the whole situation down. When the President of the United States, our current president, and Hillary Clinton as the Secretary of State, when they made the decision to pull our forces out of Iraq in 2011, which was a political decision, wasn't based on the security conditions or the advice that the president was getting. That led to the rise of the Islamic State. So ISIS sort of rose out of the ashes of Al Qaeda in Iraq in the 2011 right into the 2014 timeframe. And we're watching all this occur. We're watching the increase of attacks. We're watching Syria unravel. We're watching Iraq unravel. And all of a sudden, by 2014, by the summer of 2014, ISIS establishes its caliphate. And so now this is 2016. So this is 2 years later. And these guys are following this ISIS organization now is following its global plan, which we're seeing unfold around the world in various stages from Bangladesh to the United States of America. It's sad.
But it's fair to say that the origins all stemmed from decisions that came about during Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's tenure.
Yeah, oh, definitely. No. I mean, the 2011 timeframe when the decision was made to pull forces out of there and leave nothing in Iraq, that was a poor decision, another sort of failed strategic decision that was made. And then when you throw in like a decision like going into Libya, which Libya held at the time, Libya held a whole bunch of al-Qaeda prisoners in their prison systems. And as soon as Libya collapsed, a bunch of these senior guys were released from these prisons, and they're the ones back inside of Syria and Iraq fighting us now.
I get the impression that even now it's a case of too little, too late, that the current president is doing the bare minimum that he has to do to keep things under control, but not enough to really go in and do what needs to be done. Is that your sense as well?
Yeah, that is. And I just describe it as a very tactical, narrow strategy. So one exists. It's just very incoherent, and it's not a winning strategy. And what we have to do is we really have to focus on a much more global strategy that's far more coherent and attacks this thing at all sorts of points. And number one is to discredit this ideology, discredit this very radical form of Islam, and we have to do that. We did it against communism for 40 years. This president does not even allow anybody in government to even mention the phrase radical Islam, when in fact many, many in the Muslim world, well, they recognize it. They recognize it for what it is, the leaders.
Well, Lieutenant General Mike Flynn, will have to leave it right there. By the way, his book event tonight at the Dulles Crown Plaza in Herndon. It starts at 6 o'clock tonight. So if you would like to meet the Lieutenant General, make your way out there to the Crown Plaza at Dulles Airport.
General Flynn, don't be a stranger. We talk about your stuff a lot on the air, and it's great to have you as a guest.
Yeah, thank you. Anytime, guys. Thank you very much.
All right.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a premium interior paint and primer in one with a top lasting formula. It provides great scrub resistance and durability with remarkable hide and a smooth finish. Save big on Dutch Boy's DuraFighter paint at Menards and start your next project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save